And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2013. It's the birthday of the Irish poet Brendan Kennelly, born in Ballylongford in County Kerry in 1936, author of more than 20 books of poems. Brendan Kennelly, who's said to be born in Ireland, is to inherit not only one of the most beautiful little countries in the world, but also an entire legacy of prejudices, hatreds, clichés, and an impressive supply of apparently invincible ignorance. One of his best-known works from 1983 is Cromwell, a book-length poem about the English leader who invaded Ireland in the mid-18th century and sought to wipe out Catholicism, and also his 400-page epic poem, The Book of Judas, in which he takes up the cause of the man who betrayed Jesus, the book written from Judas's point of view. Brendan Kennelly, a professor of literature at Trinity College in Dublin, who said, "Poetry is above all a singing art of natural and magical connection because, though it is born out of one person's solitude, it has the ability to reach out and touch in a humane and warmly illuminating way the solitude, even the loneliness, of others. That is why, to me, poetry is one of the most vital treasures that humanity possesses. It is a bridge between separated souls." It's the birthday of Isak Dinesen, born in Rungsted near Copenhagen, 1885. Started writing at an early age. One of the first stories she published was about a woman who has a love affair with a ghost. She was living on a coffee plantation in Kenya. Her husband had left her. She said, "I began in the evenings to write stories, fairy tales and romances that would take my mind a long way off." The stories were published in her collection, Seven Gothic Tales, wild, magical stories about such things as a group of people telling jokes, trying to survive a flood, a woman who exchanges her soul with an ape. Isak Dinesen wrote, "Truth is for tailors and shoemakers. I, on the contrary, have always held that the Lord has a penchant for masquerades." And according to legend, it was on this day in 1397 that Geoffrey Chaucer first recited the Canterbury Tales to the court of Richard II, the prologue of which opens with the famous lines, "Wander a prele with the shore sota, the drocht of March hath pierced the rota, and bothered every vine and swish liqueur of which vertu engendered is the fleur. When April with his showers sweet with fruit, the drought of March has pierced unto the root and bathed each vein with liquor that has power to generate therein and sire the flower." Here's a poem for today by Liesl Mueller, Paperwhite Narcissus. Strange how they got their name. A boy, barely a man, looked into sunlit water and saw himself so beautiful. He spent his life pursuing that treacherous reflection. There is no greater loneliness. Here they are, risen from the darkness of the pebbled pool we have made for them in a dish, risen and broken through the long green capsules to show us their faces. They are so delicate, they invite protection or violation, and they are blind. A poem by Liesl Mueller, Paperwhite Narcissus, from Alive Together, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well. Do good work and keep in touch.